Joining us in the studio now, we have two of the stars of the delightful ABC reality dating show, How to Get the Guy. We have the career girl, Michelle. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
And the girl next door, Anne.
Hi.
Hello, girls. Give it up.
Hey,
We've been having a lovely chat off the air, and Marcus can attest to this, too. I was very skeptical about the show, and I really tuned in because, you know, Mr. Big Stuff over there is like, you know, I'm going to be on the show.
What can I say?
So that kind of lured me in, and then I was like, oh, please don't let it be another sexist thing, and the girls are fighting, and blah, blah, blah. But it has turned out to just be really, it makes you feel good. You watch reality shows a lot, and you just get upset and stressed out, and you get mad at people.
Right.
This one just, it's just delightful. It's delightful.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with the obvious question. What in the world made you want to do this? In the first place, Anne?
Honestly, it pretty much appeared at my life in a time where I really had not a lot going on. My company had just dissolved, and the opportunity presented itself. And I thought, you know what? I am having trouble in dating, and I'm dating a bunch of guys that aren't really worth it.
Losers.
And here's
I'll just cut right to the chase.
Nice in their own right, but this was really just an opportunity to learn about myself. And obviously, I mean, how great to work with the producers from Queer Eye. Like, how can you really turn that down?
That's right, Marcus. We never mentioned that. It's from the producer that brought you Queer Eye for the Straight Guy,
that's
which
right.
is why it kind of has that same kind of, you know, lovely, nice, easy feel to
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And Michelle, you're a tough one. At least that's how they portray you.
Picky.
You gotta crack that, but it's worth it in the end. Actually, it was around Thanksgiving time, and I got a call out of the blue, and someone who actually will remain my friend because the show turned out to be exactly what she promised it would be. She knew the casting directors, and when they said they were doing the real life Sex and the City meets Bridget Jones, she said, "I know your girl. You have to call her." And they did, and I said, "No way. I invite people over to my house to make fun of the kinds of people." which is why I had 500 people over to make fun of me on night one, keeping with tradition. But I had was really reluctant. I didn't want to do it. And about 10 days later, David Metzler had me signing on the dotted line. I had met with him. He is creative and artistic and fun. And we sat around and just laughed about being single. And I think all four of us took a leap of faith. We trusted that they were going to tell our stories with heart and soul and compassion. And these two have delivered exactly what they promised. And for that, we're totally grateful.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
The city is so beautifully shot, too.
It is beautifully shot.
Oh, my
shot.
Word.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
The one character in this that looks perfect all the time.
Is the city of San Francisco.
Are you saying we don't look perfect
I'm
all
just
the
saying,
time?
I'm just saying. Did you see me with the Bridget Jones, like, verbal diarrhea? Come on. I was like, oh, God.
I'm just saying I wish we'd had wardrobe consultants is all I'm saying.
Or makeup.
By the way, you guys look hot this morning. I promise you I'd get that
and
in.
And so do you.
Actually, we were just saying how hot we all look just having rolled out of bed.
True. Well, you know, the thing about the show, when I first watched it, I thought that maybe because I'm so not the demo, I'm much older than the two of you young ladies.
You're 36.
Oh, God, I love these girls. But then again, it just, first of all, the four of you, wonderful chemistry, and you remind me and probably a lot of female viewers of us and our girlfriends, so that's another level we can relate
right.
on. So you, it does seem like, even with the two of you here, I can tell you're totally buddies.
Oh, we love each other. And hate to admit it, but she loves me.
Of course she does.
We'll talk about all that later.
But we got to give a shout out to the other two, to Chris, the party girl.
Absolutely.
Oh, I enjoy
I
her
love
very
her.
Much.
Oh, we love her. We have a two-drink minimum rule now because of her.
I think there's a party girl in all of us. She just got the title. I think there's a girl next door in all of us. I don't know if there's a career girl in me, but...
Sure there is.
I think there's...
She was just talking about how she wants a Mercedes this morning. There's a career girl in her.
There's not a Camry.
There's not a massage therapist in me, though, I gotta tell you.
You never know what you're gonna find on that massage table.
Hello?
I do think, though, with watching it, it definitely can appeal to so many different levels because everyone's been in this position.
Exactly.
Everyone trying to find love, whether you've already found it and you're married and you have kids, you can relate to all the crazy stuff that happens on dates. Maybe not falling all over San Francisco, but
you have stumbled a bit from time to time. But you're so great. I mean, you know, you laugh it off, and I mean, it really shows that you're the girl next door. Our girl Anne and the career girl Michelle here, two of the stars of the ABC reality dating show How to Get the Guy. It's 8:45 at 98.1 Kiss FM here at the Rennell in the Morning Show. So the cameras, can you tell us really, were they with you all the time? all the time.
Basically Thursday through Sundays.
We had like a 12-hour filming schedule 4 days a week, which of course then meant that we had to live the rest of our lives during 3 days of the week. And that was for us, you know, going to work, doing dry cleaning.
Right.
But that was one of the things that appealed to me about the show is it... I always watched The Bachelor, and I thought, you know, seriously, if you can't fall in love in a chateau in Paris, something's wrong with you.
Exactly.
Bring me any toad, and I'll be like, oh, I love you.
I love you.
Isn't that a beautiful chateau in the background? But I thought, what happens when they get home and they find out the guy's like, you know, cheap as can be, and he won't pull out the wallet for a date, or, you know, just the regular part of dating. And here, you had to date and go to work the next morning, and mm-hmm. you had to date, and you had to interact with your friends, and you know, so it was what we do in our normal world. Which
with
is,
40 people around us.
Yeah, but the cameras were as unobtrusive, I think, as they could be. They had shot us through a long lens, so that they weren't, you know, right there, except
right.
for in the cab when I'm making out next episode.
Oh! Hello!
The career girl does suck some face.
With the blind date guy that you... Oh, you can't tell me.
What do you think?
I hope so, because he's enjoyable.
Isn't he good? He's easy on the eyes.
He is.
Enjoyable.
They're actually all enjoyable thus far.
They are. There's some... Yes.
I mean, some turn out to be psychotic at the end, and we'll tell you all that at episode 6.
Well, not the knobs that, you know, the guy that, so you're a bouncer and I live with my dad. Not those
knobs.
Guys, but the guys that you've been dating have been enjoyable.
It's true.
We all set out to not just date someone. We wanted to find someone that was going to work for us, you know, be the one. And I think every one of us committed to that, and we weren't going to settle unless it was the real deal. And I think that's what you're going to see play out.
Although I actually set out to date more than one.
And
honestly, that was my whole goal, because I had been dating and I just would focus on one until it went horribly wrong, and then I'd start with a new one. And this was my thing, was to get out there and actually date a lot of different people at
Boy,
the same time.
Did she ever.
Which was fun for once. It was good.
Yeah, you came a long way from the first episode to stare at his face
for
4 seconds.
Come on. Did you see that?
I was feeling for you. I think we were
painful.
All like, oh, no, God.
Oh, I felt like I'd ran a marathon at the end of that day. Unbelievable.
Did you babble for 5 minutes about nothing interesting?
No, but I just stared
I wish
at people
they
until they would walk
people.
Away from me. So I'm pretty sure we're on even playing.
Let's talk about these two love coaches and were they really coaching and helpful, and did you enjoy them?
I was the most resistant, I think, out of the four.
Oh, yeah. You ran away.
Yeah.
I wish everyone could see your expressions when you talk. It's unbelievable.
Michelle,
this is not a face for radio. This belongs on TV.
I got a role now. I mean, I'm going to say it. I'm 34. And I do not, it was not cool for me to have someone come in and say, you know, hey, look, I'm going to tell you how to start dating. I was very resistant to it. And I think we sort of worked out a nice truce in the end where I started to say, if I'm going to benefit from this process, I have to sort of open up, listen, if it makes sense, follow the advice. If it doesn't, well, then, you know, it's like everything else that doesn't make sense. You just set it aside. And I think you'll see that as the show progresses. One of the tips that they give me for Darren, who's someone who's not as communicative on dates, they said, throw your wonderful, lovely, talkative personality. And they actually said it like that, because it would have been horrible if they just said, did you hear what you said? It was nothing. You babbled about nothing. They said, throw that neutral. See what the guy has to say. And if at that point he's not bringing it, well, then stop wasting his time and stop wasting yours. And I thought, that makes sense.
So did they really, they gave you helpful advice, stuff you maybe never thought about before, did they?
Most of the time. I mean, definitely that first episode where I'm, you know, doing the eye contact and the whole thing. Oh. It's kind of like, well, that's pretty elementary stuff. And I went with it because for the sake of the show, and it was ended up being very funny. But I will say that some of the tips, and honestly, just having them there to talk about dates with and everything that happened, and, you know, whether it be on camera or off camera, they were really great to have around. You know, some of the advice, whatever. It's kind of like when your mom tells you something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, well, all right, I'll take that, and I'll pretend like I'm listening. I'll stop running with scissors.
Well, sometimes you need somebody else to tell you, and then it clicks in
Absolutely.
For you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the things that I think is really cool about this show is that you get more content for each woman's real life than you do in any other sort of reality show, mm-hmm. dating show. And I think every one of us have love coaches that, you know, not just the role of love coach, but our brothers, our sisters, our moms. I mean, you'll see lots of moments where my mom or my brother are sort of echoing things right. that the love coach will say. Mm-hmm. And it actually is easier for me to follow because I know this is a person who loves me, who knows me, who's saying, you know, hey, Michelle, have you thought about this? You know, look at one of the things my mom said is, you know, look at your list of expectations. And I think it's good to have standards, but find out what's not negotiable. And the rest of it, if it's negotiable, you know, if you're like, all right, so he has an extra toe, but he's really cool.
It could work. You never know.
He needs three shoes, but everything is fine. For me, I mean, just in my dating life, I would say that I have two brothers and a dad that are just incredible men. And to find people that can live up to that, not even my own standards, but just the way I've been treated growing up.
I hear you.
It is really rough. And, I mean, everyone says, oh, well, if they were bad to you, you'd have a problem with that, too. So that's probably true, but I'd rather have my problem. But, yeah. To find a man that can really hold his own against the three other men in my life is pretty huge.
I hear you. It's 8:51 at 98.1 KISS FM, the Ronell in the Morning Show with two of the stars of the delightful ABC reality dating show, How to Get the Guy, which was not the original title of the show, right?
No, Single Minded, which was a little better.
It was a lot better, yeah. Single Minded.
We loved it. We thought it had, you know, so many dimensions to it, Single Minded in that, you know, we had waited this long, we were determined in other aspects of our life, and then also, you know, single mindedly on this quest. So I think we all had become very attached to it. And I think the How to Get the Guy, while it might have been a way that ABC thought it was going to pull in a demographic, I actually think Single Minded may have cast a broader net. I mean, I have been recognized all of one time on the street.
And I find that hard to believe.
I know. And it was by a guy who stopped me and said he'd been watching it with his fiance and they loved it. And I think a guy's going to go, How to Get the Guy? Well,
right.
I'm going to pass on this. I mean, right. Unless it's San Francisco.
Yeah, exactly. Unless it's one of my dates, which maybe he might be interested in that. You never know.
You never know.
Tune in.
What, we have three more episodes?
Three more.
We're at the halfway point. Okay.
Yes.
Well, girls, before you go, and this has just been lovely.
Oh, I'm not leaving.
Okay.
I didn't know that was part of the plan.
Make yourself comfortable. I do. I feel like I'm at home with my girls. We got to talk about some of the men you've been dating. And again, I've really enjoyed them. I've enjoyed what is the blind date guy's name that you went bowling with?
Sean.
Yeah, he's
AKA
enjoyable.
AKA Mr. Dreamy.
He's enjoyable.
Very cute guy.
And Dennis is enjoyable.
Dennis is enjoyable. Jimmy. And there's one that's coming up next episode that's a really great guy as well.
Anne's enjoying them all.
So, yeah.
I definitely have
been blessed with many funny, fun guys.
That's why the rest of us only got like one.
Yeah, right. She's hogging the whole thing.
Anne's got the rest of the city
That's
covered.
The best part, though, is the fact that we did not have to fight over men. I mean, that would have made it a terrible...
Lip gloss, maybe, but no men.
Right.
Then it would have been the kind of shows that I hate, where the
Absolutely.
Girls are like Flavor of Love.
Yeah.
Hey.
Which was enjoyable on a whole different level. Well, girls, I'm so excited. I should also mention that you will be at the ballpark tomorrow afternoon.
Woo!
All four of you. Oh, my God, you did that.
We've been practicing for the seventh inning stretch.
Yes, they'll be leading the crowd in the seventh inning stretch tomorrow. All four of you, right?
Actually, Sans, the party girl who, she told us we could say that she's in rehab.
No! She's on her own little adventure, which is... Yeah,
she's very romantic.
She's totally getting married.
Oh,
well, I'm gonna miss her because by the seventh inning,
I'll try to see what I can do to replace stand in.
Chris, the party girl, and then it's Alisa.
Yes,
Lisa,
the lovely massage therapist.
Yes,
and I enjoy Joey.
Dreamer.
He's fantastic.
He isn't he?
Oh,
he's hilarious.
But the kiss when he grabbed her,
that was.
Oh,
who knew you could lead with the tongue?
Believe me, after dating for this many years, I've learned that.
Well, girls, thank you again for joining me. It's Michelle, the career girl, and Anne, the girl next door.
Thank you, Ronell. This
and,
was so fun.
This was great having you, and I just hope everything, I know you can't tell us, but I hope everything worked out as you wanted it to.
Absolutely.
If nothing else, it's been a great life experience for
oh
you
my
both,
God.
I'm
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah. Well, thank you. I'll see you at the ballpark tomorrow. I'll get to introduce you.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Cool. Okay.
So, and feel free to go, thanks, Ronell.
Yes.
We love you.
6
to 10, Monday through Friday. We're down in the morning. Yeah.
I'm
I'm actually telling everyone how hot you look.
I'm taking a bunch of bumper stickers with me. I'm just going to plaster it all over my car.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Part of the Rennell in the Morning Show team.
Thank you.
Love these gals. Thank you. Good luck with everything. And please tell the other girls that we said hello.
Absolutely.
Chris is totally getting married. They can't say that. So getting married. It's How to Get the Guy Monday nights at 10 on ABC 7. Michelle and Ann, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. And Rennell's record party is coming up right after these messages.